from the Hill Country in Texas, broadcasting worldwide, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.
Good morning. This is OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. Here's your host, Patrick Timpone.
Well, good morning, good morning. It is June 26, 2017, and this is OneRadioNetwork.com. One of my favorite weeks is the last week of the month, because I have all my good friends and buddies and fun people on, the regulars. Yeah, Stephen Huer is here this morning. I've known Stephen for a long time. He's the real deal. He's one of us. Dr. Jennifer Daniels is here on the second or the third or whatever, fourth Tuesday. That'll be tomorrow. Andrew Goss, he's here every Wednesday. And then the Masseys, Richard and Massey and Meridian Grace, the last Thursday. So there you go. So that's our week. So we have a fun week for you. So we invite you to come in and join us anytime, simply by using the telephone. That's that funny little thing that, yeah, the buttons. I know. Nobody does that anymore. And it's 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. I trust your weekend was fun. We did a big bunch of nothing around here, which is one of my favorite ways to do a weekend. Yeah, big bunch of nothing. Wrote a little bit and a lot of spiritual exercises, looking in the inside of my eyelids and third eye thing, and did some traveling around the who knows where, and Doodle and I took some walks and played ball, swam in the creek, and yeah, took a nap or two. That was fun. So weekends are nice around here. Uh-huh. Stephen Huer is a good one. As I said, he is the fellow that figured out how to bring this great One World Way product to market. We think it's probably one of the best ones out there in the world, but we're prejudiced because we like it. But the way it's made and all of the wonderful ingredients, grass-fed moo cows and such, and the way they do it. He's got a lot of great products on Synergistic Nutrition. You can check out all of his products. Go to our website first, if you will, and click on there. And he's a naturopath, and he helps people around the world with consultations. He does a lot of that. That keeps him busy. And then he's a great investigator of his own health, always trying new stuff, trying to just find out what things are going on, what's going on in his life. And he's had his share, like all of us in the health world. We've had our share of ups and downs and challenges and roundabouts and going through the Da Vinci Code of trying to figure out how to get to the place where we just eat food. And I was telling somebody the other day, Stephen, you know, my goal and whole goal in life with health is just eat whatever I want and poop and sleep.
Yeah,
that's my goal, right? That's
the natural
goal.
The natural things of life that if they don't happen the way you want them to, then you yearn for them because they're so simple. But when they happen, everything's
right.
Great.
That's right. When I get to that point exactly, then I've arrived, and then I know how to take care of myself. We're working on it. Good morning, Stephen. How you doing, kid?
I'm doing good today. Thank you. My garden's doing really good. I'm really happy. I know I've spoken about this in the past. My tomatoes are jamming. My okra is doing great. I think my Brussels sprouts and cabbage are doing great. Squash and cucumbers are, you know, just totally putting out a lot of, you know, cucumbers and squash. And the pumpkins are doing good. It looks beautiful. My investment in all that fertilizer and putting it into the ground this way that these guys teach is paying off. It's just the first season, and you know, the Brix levels, the sugar mineral content still isn't as high as it could be, but you know, 3 years from now, when I keep amending it, it'll get to the best it can be.
And what was what's the system that you have employed there?
It's based on Kerry Ream's work.
The guy
that sort of like pioneered revolutionizing agriculture so that you could, you have to use the right ratios of phosphorus and calcium and magnesium and potassium and stuff so that you end up with cell walls to the plants that are made up of calcium instead of potassium. And when that happens, you end up having a very crisp, sweet fruit or vegetable that will not mold, but it will just dehydrate. The problem with organic agriculture is that they use a bunch of compost, decomposed, you know, plant and animal material, that ends up having an excessive proportion of potassium in that whole mix. So you end up having so much excess potassium that the plants end up creating cell walls out of potassium, so that the cell walls end up being bitter, or the plant ends up being bitter, not molding quickly, watery. It's just, it's not good food. So these guys, Hybrix Gardens is the name of
Hybrix
one of the websites. The other one's called International Ag Labs. And and if you want to buy fertilizer really affordably, these guys are really affordable. I mean, you can buy a pallet of a bunch of good stuff for just, you know, $400 or $600. It's really good.
A whole pallet. Wow.
Yeah.
So, Kerry Reams, we've heard of him. What's the story on how he discovered all this stuff?
Well, he was a PhD scientist in soil, I guess, fertility. And he just attributes his insights to God. You know, he was a very religious man. And when you pay close attention to something, and, you know, back in those days before you had, I guess you could say, radio and TV distracting everyone, people really invested time and energy into a subject, whether, Tesla or Rife or Kerry Reams, you know. And he was actually a compadre or friend with Einstein.
Uh-huh.
And, this guy came up with a lot of cool revelations about plant soil health and also human health and the mineral ratios and how the ratios make everything work. And nothing is fascinating that I learned is that minerals have to go into the plant in the phosphate form. If you just throw down copper or, you know, copper sulfate or iron sulfate and stuff, the plant can't use that until it's chelated to phosphorus, and then it takes it up. So phosphorus plays a super important role in, getting all the minerals into the plant tissue so that it thrives and stuff. And you could take, like, phosphoric acid, put it into a tank sprayer or whatever, and then add some iron, and the phosphoric acid will chelate to the iron to make it iron phosphate, and pour that onto the ground or spray it onto the ground, and the plant root systems will grow all their root hairs like they're supposed to, and the leaf will become twice as thick as it's supposed usually is. And because iron absorbs heat, the plant will absorb more heat, and its metabolism will increase, and it will grow better. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. You know, it's interesting what you say about, you know, getting this stuff from God, and it's a broad term, but I know it's true. I mean, people like Rudolf Steiner and these folks that, you know, they really got all this stuff from who knows where it comes from, right? But it comes, and from living in nature and living a quiet, you know, this information just comes. You get insights into stuff, and it's like,
exactly.
you don't even know where it comes from. You know, I'm working on my book. I get this stuff when I'm just walking with Doodle or sitting outside doing nothing, just not thinking, you know, and all of a sudden you just see like, So, you know, we don't come up with this stuff, and I don't know where it comes from exactly, but it's cool. And
every time I focus upon something, like I remember this in the 90s when I'd be studying a lot, and it's like there'd be so much of that, like, revelation, insight, connecting the dots happening. And I think it just happens naturally. I think when you're focused upon something, your radio antenna brain is tapping into the mind of God, Akashic record, whatever information in that subject, and you just get downloads. It's a natural process.
Yeah. Stephen Huer, OneRadioNetwork.com. So let's see. We've got some interesting things that you are especially keen on talking about this morning. What am I going to do first? You know, let's do you wrote about the coconut water fast. I think that would be fun.
Oh, yeah.
To talk about. Now, several years ago, I guess these little white young coconuts became quite the fad, right?
Yeah.
People, I got pretty good at chopping those babies off where you did just like four hits with a hatchet, right? You go...
with a cleaver.
Have you done that? Yeah, with a cleaver. And then you just, you got a little hole at the top and pour out the juice, and then you crack it open and scoop out the stuff. Is that the coconut things you're using?
Yeah. You can use the young meat coconuts. I mean, nowadays, like when I lived in Hawaii, we climbed the coconut trees.
Oh, the real ones, yeah.
Spun them off. And those things are like heavy. I mean, they come to the ground. It's like, you better not be around that thing. Better not let it land on you. But they were like full of water. And sometimes if you let them go too far, they were like starting to ferment. And it was kind of like a fermented coconut water at that point, kind of like carbonated. But yeah, nowadays you can find them in Asian markets. You can find them in the health food stores. You can find them in not so much Mexican stores, but the Asian markets.
Yeah.
And the young coconuts where they've harvest them in such a time that the meat on the coconut inside the nut is very thin and rubbery, and it's just a jelly type of a meat.
But it's good. It's good nutrition in there.
Yeah, I suppose it's not a complete protein, but it's definitely good nutrition. It's the first food that they feed infants in Asia, is that young meat coconut, jelly meat coconut. Yeah, and that. Actually, in Samoa, they've used coconut water to substitute for breast milk for raising infants sometimes, and they do well. It's got that, mother's breast milk is like it's 0.9 or 1% protein, depending on the person, and this is 0.72, I think, protein levels, close to mother's milk ratios, in coconut water. Not to mention the minerals, the B vitamins. The fats, the fatty acids, the monolaurin. That's not the monolaurin. It comes into the body as lauric acid. So lauric acid is rich in coconut water, and that becomes monolaurin in the body, which kills viruses and bacteria. So it helps keep your GI tract free of, pathogens and stuff, cholera, whatever. But the reason that I got excited about this, I did it myself recently, just a 3-day coconut water fast, but I got excited about it because I saw a guy on YouTube who went down to Costa Rica. He was hunched over, and this is a young guy who had back problems. He had herniated discs, bulge discs. He was hunched over, and he was scoliosis. So he had all three of those, spinal problems. He went down there, and he fasted for 77 days on coconut water. 77 days, and all of his spinal problems went away. His discs regenerated. His scoliosis is gone. He's no longer hunched over. And that, to me, was miraculous because that means that the coconut water was not just, it was a regenerative fast. In other words, there was enough nutrients and structured water for him to just, for his body to regenerate and heal, something that typically you have the rest of your life. That was amazing.
Wow. So, and did he show you pictures before and then you saw him after and all that?
I did not see the pictures before. He didn't have pictures before. He just was a humble guy that shared his experience of
it's
what
amazing.
He did.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you would think that coconuts have just a massive amount of minerals, right? Because they've got their feet like right in the ocean.
Yeah, they can for sure. It's
There's just a lot of minerals around where they are with the ocean, right?
Yeah, I don't know if anybody's ever done a good thorough mineral analysis, because you'd think they're getting both atmospheric minerals. But that's another thing Kerry Reams taught, is that when the soil conditions are correct for the plant, it gets 80% of its nutrition from the air.
Wow.
That's the nitrogen. That's the minerals. There's minerals literally evaporating into space from the oceans all the time, going all over the planet, feeding plants through their leaves, minerals from the ocean. And so you're right. There should be a full spectrum of minerals. The analysis, though, that I've seen on this is that it's just the basics. It's calcium, magnesium, potassium, zinc, phosphorus, sodium, iron, and then vitamin C, riboflavin, B6, thiamine, niacin, and folate. And those are the things that are listed as having been analyzed,
But how much sugar is in a coconut? Do we know the sugar content? Or
per 100 grams, it's just 2.16 grams. Or
I see it right here, 2.61 grams
Yeah.
per 100 grams. That's not a lot?
No, that's a small amount, And they can give this to kids for, if they got constipation, if they got vomiting, it corrects it. If they're, if a kid has diarrhea or anybody has diarrhea, it immediately replaces your electrolytes so that you're, not going to get dehydrated. I know you love cod liver what's the oil that you take for killing off parasites in the gut that you like? Castor oil. There it is.
Castor oil.
Yeah, you can mix coconut water with castor oil and some milk, and it's been, used to kill worms and get rid of parasites in the gut.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So You just did 3 days of just coconut water.
No, I did. See, the thing is, because I have this hyperthyroid thing, my metabolism is so high, and I can't. I have more of an appetite because I'm burning energy so rapidly. So I was running I had the Mature Meat coconuts. The guy that I ordered my coconuts from, real cool guy, but he didn't understand when I said Young Meat coconuts. I said, I want some Young Meat coconuts. He says, are they white? I said, yeah. He says, okay, I can get those. But they were the Mature Meat coconuts.
Oh.
So I put the Mature Meat coconuts through the Champion Juicer, the meat of them, and then that gave me cream. You know, it's really good fresh coconut cream.
Yeah, the coconut cream, right.
Yeah. And then I had that with some honey, and I had that with honey and the coconut water throughout 3 days.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then I was just, by the third day, I was so wiped out, and I just so hungry that I had to start eating again.
How'd you sleep and eliminate doing that? Just, it was okay? Everything good?
Not really, but recently I discovered something that's helping me to sleep. You introduced me to one of the pieces of this five-product picture. One of them was the hemp paste that you introduced me to that you said Ken Rolla introduced you to.
Yeah.
So that hemp paste, I checked it out, I ordered it, and sure enough, works way better than any cannabidiol product I've ever taken. I've taken four other cannabidiol products prior to this one, and this one actually calmed me down, made my heartbeat slow down, made me get calm enough that I got some sleep. Then, when I combined that with this valerian extract from Gaia Herbs,
yeah,
and that it has to have a standardized extract amount of the valerianic acid. I've taken valerian before, and I've never gotten these results. But once I saw that 1.8 milligrams of valerianic acid, or 1.8%, I got that product, and I combined that with the hemp paste, then the Synergy One, and some tryptophan and some melatonin, those five products. And with that, I have been sleeping for the first time in a long time.
Oh, you put those things together. So the Gaia Herbs, valerian, the hemp paste. What else
Synergy One.
Synergy One. Synergy
and then a product called Cero Plus, which is kind of like, it helps under-methylator methylate, plus gives you tryptophan.
Oh, it helps under-methylators methylate.
Yeah, because under-methylators tend to run out of energy and detoxification slows down if they don't have more methyl donation coming in, and so that these nutrients help compensate for that, and that helps you to calm down and sleep better.
Okay, and what's that product again, the fourth
S-E-R-O
one?
S-E-R-O Plus, S-E-R-O, Cero Plus.
That's on your website. and what's the other, the last one?
Last one was just melatonin, milligrams of melatonin.
How many
Three milligrams.
Mm-hmm. Those together really, really.
Those five things, and I'm pretty sure that you can cure anybody's insomnia.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah. How much of the hemp paste were you taking?
Two scoops.
Oh, you mean little baby scoops?
They provide those little that little scooper thing with it, and so it was kind of a rounded scoop. I'm heaping them. Two like heaping scoops.
But it's a very small one, if I remember. Yeah. Is it in that little jar, that little squatty jar that you came in?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, I don't remember them having a little scooper there. Is it a little plastic thing?
Yeah, a little plastic thing.
Wow, that's just not very much at all. That thing would last for a long time, the hemp paste.
Yeah, it lasts quite a bit. It's a generous amount for how little you need.
Yeah, yeah. Do you have the website on that? Are you guys going to sell that? Or?
We carry it, yeah. Inspired by it. I ordered a bunch, and we got it in stock. It's in stock.
Oh, cool. Okay, let's just take a little break here, and... we'll talk more about all this stuff if you care to join us. If you have a question about something that you have going on, and Stephen can give you some ideas, maybe some different foods to eat or not eat, or some things you might try, or whatever, you can email patrick@oneradionetwork.com or give us a call, patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Email 888-663-6386. We'll have some fun here. I've been adding some weights to my rebounding thing and Operation Build Muscles. You know, I'm building some muscles, you know how those muscles are. And the rebounder is so fun because you can get your little cardio thing, right? I also have this whole little process I do with strengthening the prostate, which is it's a kind of a Taoist thing that you can strengthen your prostate just by tightening your anus, which is right where your prostate is. So you can do that if you want to when you're rebounding. You can lift weights. You can jump up around down like a nut, and you can get a lot of things done. There's places around the country where you can get little 2, 3, 4, 5 pound weights. And the cool thing about the weights and the rebounder is that you're using the G-force to maximize it. So say if you just had 2 5-pound weights you were carrying, and you jumped up and down, you have about 30 pounds of pressure on your whole body, so it's like lifting 30 pounds. So it's a pretty cool thing. So you're actually really leveraging the weight. You're leveraging the weight. So you start with 10, and then you get the G-force, and the G-force is using the space above the mat to your feet, the bottom of your feet, and then that's how it kind of doubles or triples. I read it triples the amount. So it's a really neat way to leverage. So it's just like, it's more fun lifting 10 pounds than it is 30, and your body thinks it's 30. Now that's cool. These rebounders are available. They're $339, delivered, tax, title, and license on One Radio Network. And you get yourself a rebounder order, and we ship them out same day that you get them shipped out from One Radio Network. Hey, you guys, you dudes. We recently talked to Daniel Vitalis about testosterone.
So many men today are reaching an age where they begin something we call andropause, and this is the equivalent, male equivalent of menopause. So we know women go through menopause, but less understood in the mainstream is the idea that men go through andropause. And so they hit a certain age, but men start to really drop off in their hormone production. So what a lot of people are using is drug forms of hormones. And as always, when you extract a drug and you give it to somebody, you create more imbalance. The drug is found usually in nature, but it's found with a suite of other substances that support its metabolism and keep our bodies healthy. So one of the medicines on our landscape that can be incredibly useful for this is the pollen from pine trees, because it helps to increase those anabolic hormones in the male body and helps to keep a male whose hormones have naturally started to drop up.
Thanks, Daniel. When you click on SirThrival through our website, One Radio Network, you'll see a couple of choices. The 4 P's has some different herbs and a little more kicking your giddy up, and then the regular gold pine pollen is there for you on any SirThrival link on OneRadioNetwork.com.
SDL Incorporated is offering 3 free CDs to listeners of the One Radio Network on the definition of money, the history of the Federal Reserve, and protecting your wealth, which describes in brief how investors can utilize American gold and silver coins as a portion of your portfolio to provide some physical assets to compensate for the loss that most people now see in paper money, which is perpetually losing value. Please call us at 1-800-468-2646 for your free copies. Just mention that you heard it on the One Radio Network show. 1-800-468-2646.
Know the source on One Radio Network.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you.
This is OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com. Here's your host, Patrick Timpone.
Okay, I wasn't just having a Frank Sinatra moment. I actually had a technical problem that I had to deal with. And the only way I could do it was play a little music, you know. But that was fun, right? It was good.
Great.
Little Frank Sinatra, did you kind of pull out a bottle of wine and get some cheese and, you know, and just invite some girls over or something? Oh, God. Well, you know, it's fairly interesting. I'm glad you tried that hemp paste and now you're carrying it. If folks click on the One World Way ad on One Radio Network, they can just put in hemp paste on your little search thing and find it.
No. Well, they might be able to if they put in. Actually, that is the product name, hemp paste. Yeah, usually the product name is what you use to find it, and they could find it if they put that name in there.
Uh-huh. And what do you retail it for now? What is it? Do you know?
It's $150, I think.
Yeah, it's pretty expensive, but it's going to go a long way, right?
Yeah, and it's way more affordable than other CBD products.
Is it really? Oh, see, I haven't purchased any of the other CBC stuff.
Yeah, I got a guy that says his is better than ours, and they're better than this one. But I tried it, and it didn't do anything. And
I understand. I got it, because I've tried. Stephen, we did a couple of interviews, and both people we did them, one was Hemp Paste USA, you know them? They got the blue RS, right? You know them. The blue RSHO thing in a little tube, and they have the gold. And I tried that, and I got nothing. You know, actually, I got stoned is what I got.
Oh, wow.
What,
yeah.
Which is weird, because the CBD supposedly is it's got to be less than 0.003 THC, right? The legal?
I thought that they said it just had to be less than 1%, but, you know.
No, I think it's even lower than that. Anyway.
Okay, yeah.
But maybe it's because with the hemp paste, they don't heat it as much. And maybe that's why the THC is more active.
Well, no, because, see, the THC is needed to knock off the end. The THC B, I think it is, or THC A, that's the stuff that's when a green plant, that stuff will really help your immune system, stop lupus and whatever. But then when you heat it, you knock off that end piece and it becomes just THC. So the heat is what makes, you know, more of a psychoactive effect.
Right. So I see. So you get some THC in there, but you don't have a lot in the hemp paste. It's like very, very low.
It's super small. Yeah, you don't feel any psychoactive effect at all.
No. I mean, I got one time I had this little sense of well-being a little bit, but nothing even coming close to being, your brain, you know, stoned or anything like that. I'll be darned.
On the hemp paste we're talking about?
Right.
Okay.
Nothing close. Now, on the RSHO, I did take a little hit of it one day, and I just, you know, it was like smoking marijuana for me.
Right.
So maybe it's more because when they heat it up, huh?
It is. Well, it's that, and I think the species they're using, it's like these guys that you introduced me to, My Nutraceuticals, they're specifically using hemp.
Hemp.
You know, if you're using cannabis, you're going to get much more THC in your product.
Oh, wait. So there's actually a species that's grown that's called hemp?
Yeah. Hemp is a low THC product. It's basically used for grown for its fiber.
Okay. Sure.
And cannabis they're all in the same family, but cannabis specifically is going to be a psychoactive product because it's much higher in THC.
Oh. So the hemp is actually what was grown here in this country, back in the revolutionary days, hemp paper, of course, hemp clothes, a hemp rope, all kinds.
Hemp constitution.
What's that? Hemp constitution.
Hemp constitution.
Yeah. Well, then they lit it and smoked it. I don't know what happened to our constitution. I think they smoked it. Well, that's interesting. So, what do you think about? Here's what I've been thinking about, that if we have how do you say it?
Cannabinoids?
Cannabinoid receptors in our brain, correct?
Yep, exactly.
Okay.
They have them throughout our whole body.
Yeah, so what are they doing there?
Exactly. We produce endorphins and enkephalins, our own cannabinoids. Those are two. There's probably many others.
Yeah.
And it's like these molecules are almost identical to what's in cannabis. And so when you're young and you're producing an optimal amount, great. When you're older, as in all things, our body goes through phases of life. You know, you can eat all kinds of stuff as a kid that your metabolism changes when you get older and you can't eat those same things. So it's the same thing with you're not producing the cannabinoids. You're not producing the endocannabinoids when you're older. So hence, taking an outside source of cannabinoids resurrects a normal functioning immune system. I mean, the fact that they can stop lupus, I mean, that's like unheard of. You can talk to people that are natural healthcare professionals. I don't know anybody that's ever cured lupus. But for somebody to have all their lupus symptoms go away because they're taking cannabis is amazing.
How are they taking it? You mean the regular stuff you get from like California or places where it's legal?
Well, yeah. I mean, these people are in California and they're doing the plant, the green plant. She was the person that's doing the lupus is just getting rid of her lupus with cannabis. She's using leaf.
Oh, she's just using leaf and juicing.
Yeah, she's just.
But you got to have a kabillion plants to do that.
Yeah, you got to have a bunch of plants to do that. Yeah.
So is the medical stuff you get in legal states, that's getting the lupus?
It can, but see, the thing is when you heat the cannabis,
yeah,
you lose the terpenes.
And
this is something that the My Nutraceuticals people taught me when I bought their hemp paste, and that made me realize that all these other people that are producing their cannabidiol products, they're destroying the terpenes because they're heating them. Because when they take and they put it into, whether it's alcohol or some other kind of solvent, they heat it and they cook it for a long time. And just to get the actual oil, which gives you a product that's high in THC and high in cannabidiols, but no more terpenes. The terpenes are gone.
And what do the terpenes do?
Well, I don't know. There's no one that's written anything on this that I'm aware of, but there's just a synergistic effect. In other words, rather than it just being the cannabinoids that are affecting your endocannabinoid system, the terpenes are also affecting the system. And because the effect of this hemp paste is so much more profoundly noticeable and positive, it just is totally valid with my experience that the terpenes have to be there to get the full effect.
So so would the hemp paste be a reasonable thing for someone being diagnosed with lupus to take?
Yes, definitely.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is lupus... That's a tough one. It must have a viral bacterial thing, Stephen, at the core somewhere.
I'd say so. Most of these things, I think, do. I think that
most of them do, don't they?
Yeah, Epstein-Barr is and mutations of Epstein-Barr and bacterial co-infections are definitely behind the root of a lot of this stuff.
They get in there, and the body just can't get at them for some reason.
Yeah, for some reason the body's not able to just go be strong enough in its immune system or smart enough in the immune system to identify it and get rid of it.
Hmm.
And I know with the herpes viruses, there's some, I think it's a protein coating on it, and, Epstein-Barr is a herpes virus, cytomegalo, and there's a bunch of varieties of herpes, but basically they have a protein coating that makes them invisible to the immune system.
Invisible?
Yeah.
Invisible.
That's some people say that if you get rid of that protein coating, then you can get rid of all your viruses or all your herpes viruses.
Dr. Daniels, who's on tomorrow, a couple shows ago, she suggested that a lot of these bad boys like lupus, classic Lyme and all that are really a syphilis infection.
Huh.
Yeah, she said that the syphilis they got from the vaccines and stuff. So
yeah, I believe it.
Whoa, man, what's that about? Jeez.
I know we've all been infected with vaccines and those organisms that they gain the upper hand when your immune system gets weaker. I mean, mm-hmm. I think we've spoken about this before. Yep. I remember seeing something about this where all the smallpox vaccines up to like 1959 were laced with viruses that cause cancer.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and they have found syphilis and things like what's that real bad boy that kind of eats you?
Flesh eating virus?
Yeah, no, like in the old days when they had
was it like a venereal disease?
No, it's like they put these people off in some corner of the world because they had leper.
Oh yeah,
leper. Yeah, leprosy. You could actually Dr. Nunley, they found things like leprosy virus and syphilis and those weird things in root canals.
Yes. Yeah.
So we must have these bad actors running around just as a matter of course, just because of our evolution some way, huh? I guess what I was going to say is, Stephen, I don't think the actual root canal could cause you to have to attract these viruses. I would suspect they're already in there somewhere and the immune system's just dealing with them.
No, no? What it is when you study this subject of pleomorphism, you know, when you, you know, listen to Gaston Naissons or Gunther Enderlein or Royal Rife, they've all identified there's the benign protein in the body that there's spores. Basically, there's an aspergillus spore, there's a mucor spore, and when the terrain of the body becomes too acidic and toxic, then the blood has to compensate and become slightly excessively alkaline, and these bugs start to grow into bacterial-type forms in your blood that have been, you know, identified and looked at and all that. And then when they get into the tissues and the acid pH of the tissues, they become viruses. And this is, you know, that's why, you know, Royal Rife, when he did his examinations of woman's breast tumor tissue, you know, he identified viruses in the tissue, and then he developed the frequency device to be able to shatter the virus in the body through frequencies. And they did, you know, at the Scripps Institute in Southern California, they took 16 people with 4-stage cancer, and they were all cured in 3 months, just shattering the viruses in their body.
Yeah, right.
And it's like that, to me, is saying, okay, cancer is not contagious. You can't kiss somebody or, you know, get cancer from them because that virus evolved from a protein in the body that became instigating the cancer.
But even with the pleomorphous idea, and I get that, wouldn't the DNA or the coding or some kind of homeopathy or some kind of karmic expression of a syphilis or a leprosy have to be there? It's not going to, the body's not going to make it, Stephen, out of thin air.
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes you're right, it's caught, it's contagious, you get it somehow.
No, no. What I'm saying is, wouldn't it have to be in the body somewhere for the body to create that particular virus or bacteria? Because it's not going to catch it from just walking around.
I don't know. I think, I think you can get a lot of things from the environment, whether it's food or soil or whatever.
But not leprosy or syphilis.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's like if people could control, like all the people that went took care of, like on Molokai Island, that was a leprosy island, right? And Father Damien, I think it was. It's like, and all the other people that were treating them, they didn't get the leprosy,
right?
So there's something in them and in their immune system that prevented them from getting it. So it's the same for people that had it. If there's somehow, if you could resurrect their immune system and, you know, create a healthy terrain in their body, then they would be able to get rid of it too.
Yeah, it couldn't pop, you know, couldn't pop. Boy, pretty curious. So back on the cannabinoids, so I was thinking that, you know, it's really possible if we have all these
cannabinoids.
If we have all these cannabinoid receptors, and you say they're all over the body?
Yeah.
Okay, so in a Walt Disney peace, love, hippie beads world, maybe we're all kind of designed by God, created to feel a lot better
exactly
than we'd feel.
Exactly.
I mean,
and there's so many things that have assaulted the body, from vaccines to antibiotics to GMO foods to whatever.
Whatever.
That the system is so messed up that we don't have that natural, joyful chemistry that creates this inner peace constantly. And so, hey, this hemp is, or cannabis has become our savior. It's amazing what it can do for us.
Well, I'm thinking that perhaps it could awaken the cannabinoid receptors somehow to teach them to get happy again, so you wouldn't have to be like eating hemp paste your whole life.
Well,
but see,
there's the cannabinoids receptors, and then there's the parts of the tissues that produce the cannabinoids, and resurrecting the part of the tissues that produce cannabinoids. I've never heard. Maybe people have like taken hemp and cured something, but I'm not aware of it. Other than cancer, you know, you can get rid of cancer and a lot of other things with the THC. And then when you're done, I don't know, you know, what happens if it's not in your system.
Yeah. So I wonder if the cannabinoid receptors, once they're not being fed this because of what you said, all these modern life, maybe they just get tired, just kind of like the receptors on the thyroid or something like that, and they don't work as well.
That's the whole point.
That's the whole point, right?
Is that all of our biochemical mechanisms don't work as well because of a lot of reasons. I don't know how much aluminum from chemtrails is affecting us, but that's another major thing that, you know, everybody should be working on, getting the aluminum out of their body to feel good, you know?
Yeah. This fellow, we've had several people on the show. We had Dr. Christopher Exley out of England on a couple of weeks ago. He probably knows more about aluminum than anybody. He studied it for 30 years, and he's like PhDs. Probably. You should hear the show. You know what he said? One of the best things you can do to get aluminum out of your brain?
What?
Fiji water.
And why? What he did, explain the biochemistry? Why?
Yeah, there's some silicon component in Fiji water.
Okay.
That just gets aluminum out of your brain.
Okay.
And well, that's
an expensive way to go. There's that crystal energy that Patrick Flanagan invented that he sells from his company that's also silica microclusters that you can put into your water and probably get the same effect.
Well, I don't know. We have people emailing saying, well, what about silica? What about this? What about this? And he said, no, it's a different molecule than in spring water from Fiji. He doesn't have any in stock in the company or anything, but he's the second guy that said this. So first guy was a Dr. Gant, who suggested Fiji water as well. You might check into it. Listen to the show we did with Exley, and look into it. You're a researcher. See what you think.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to
see what you think. There is.
Sure.
It's hard to imagine that. But you know, many, you know, the proponents, the Daniel Vitalis and the David Wolfs and Schallberger, and these people have contended for years that if you can get some really good kick butt spring water, that it does a lot of good things, and maybe that's one of them. I don't know.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I find that that's. I mean, buying water like that is so expensive that I would never do that. I would always find nature always provides multiple means of accomplishing the same goal.
Well, and that's nature, though. That's spring water. I mean, even though it's in a bottle, I mean, that's pretty natural.
No, it's totally natural. It's just cost ineffective.
Well, yeah.
It'd
be $2 a day. Yeah. He contends you'd need about a liter a day to really keep it. So I don't know. I'm buying some Fiji water for fun, and then I don't do it every day. And then I put it in the Ken Rollers Vitalizer Plus, you know, and structuring it up a little bit. So, but I don't know. So the hemp paste, this is really, really fun. So you think you're going to just do like a little bitty dab of this thing every day?
Yeah, but I feel like I'm mellower overall. It's just, might have a cumulative effect where you don't need it after a while. You're right.
Well, who knows? Kent said the same thing. He really felt there was something going on with this. So tell folks the difference that you know of the hemp paste and the other CBD oils out there, like Hemp USA and these kind of things.
They're all heated to temperatures which destroy the terpenes.
Okay.
So you end up with a product rich in cannabinoids and perhaps THC, depending upon what you're getting. And then this product, they don't tell you the temperature that they raise it to, but they keep it at a temperature below the level that would not destroy the terpenes. So they claim that there's like 99% of the terpenes are present,
mm-hmm.
and because the effect was so much more profound, I mean, the first night I took it, I slept.
No kidding.
That's super rare. Yeah. And it's just like, I was going, holy moly, this is like, this is the real deal.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah.
That's kind of
fun. And then I get this other guy that's an inventor, a friend of mine, that's really into this subject, the cannabinoids. He's now going into being a seller of cannabinoids and working with a company in Colorado and claims that, you know, their product has got terpenes in it as well because they don't use heat and all this stuff, and it's in an oil state as opposed to a paste. And I took his product and noticed nothing.
Nothing.
And then I told him, and he said, well, you need to take the higher concentration stuff, but that stuff's $300 a bottle.
Yeah, okay, yeah, come on.
I was like, no, I'm not going to do that when I can buy this stuff for $150, you know?
Mm-hmm. And it goes a long way. Very interesting, very, very interesting that this what's the name of the company that and you talked to some people there and you liked them, huh?
Yeah, they're just young people. Yeah, My Nutraceuticals is the name of the
So high CBD, does that stand for cannabinoid? CBD?
Yeah. Ah. CBD just stands for cannabinoids.
I see.
And usually it's, of course, with the absence of THC so that they can sell it legally.
Yeah, so I guess there's a thing that the one we love, allows this stuff to go on in all 50 states now if it's less than whatever, something. I think it's less than 1%, but I'll check on that, of THC. Then they just let people buy it, right?
Yeah. You can't get high on this stuff. It's not got enough THC to do anything.
Well, maybe you'd get a little high if you ate the whole thing, which you wouldn't want to do. And
what I
liked about it, it tastes good, too.
Yeah, it did taste good. It was like they actually take and they mix it with like coconut oil.
Yeah.
But they shred up all the hemp and then it's mixed with coconut oil, and that somehow it makes it really mellow and pleasant to consume.
And you're not and they don't heat it much at all.
Yeah, they heat it enough to achieve the results they're desiring, but not enough to destroy some of the beneficial properties, which is, they said, the terpenes.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it makes sense. I mean, that's why I call my company Synergistic Nutrition, because I really, really understand synergism and how that one ingredient can be destroyed by heat and subtract from the full effect that you can get from hemp.
Yeah. Well, the movement around the country for legalization of medical marijuana is like, there's no stopping this.
Right.
You know, there's no stopping this. I mean, even Texas is talking about it. And, you know, we have a lot of far-right Christian, you know,
yep,
conservative guys out in the country, out in West Texas and East Texas, that think that hemp is the devil, you know. So if Texas is talking about it, you know, there's 26 states now, right?
Yeah, I think you're right.
Have you ever
I think of these people that are like, you know, that mindset, the fundamentalist Christian mindset about it, if they were just exposed to some of the documentaries on the subject, that they would change. They just don't have the information.
Sure, you know. Well, that, you know, as you know, that's what happens. They get kind of dead set against something. It kind of becomes all encompassing. Have you ever taken what do you call medical marijuana? Like, have you ever had access to that just to experiment with it?
Yeah, and I don't like that buzz that I get. It's just like it plasters me. I'm just wasted.
You get stoned, right?
Yeah, and I mean, perhaps it's the variety, and I don't know what the variety is that I tried. It's just I don't like to be out of control. And there's so much THC flooding my brain that I'm seeing spinning psychedelic colors and just, you know, I can't sleep if that's going on.
Right.
So I feel, you know, but it can be good. I mean, if you can tolerate that and you're getting all that THC, I mean, you can kill all the cancer cells in your body. You know,
So it really does kill cancer cells, the THC.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, in fact, all these people that are promoting, you know, hemp paste and CBD products to treat cancer, you're misleading people. They won't touch it. It's got to be THC to kill it.
So do you think this whole high CBD oil craze in general is going to be a black hole that it's not what they're advertising?
To a degree, yeah. Hmm. To a degree, because, you know, I just saw a really good docuseries on the subject, and, you know, one lady that with fourth stage cancer was misled to get this stuff that was CBD product that did nothing in the beginning, and then she was, more research discovered that she needed the THC, and when she got on the THC, all of her tumors started to shrink and she was getting better.
Oh, wow. Stephen Huer is with us. We've having some internet disruptions this morning, first time in months, so apologize for your experience this morning during the live show, but you're going to have the complete show here as you're listening to a podcast or whatever, and it's just the way it is, our Monday morning karma, but we're working it out. Previously with Stephanie Seneff, PhD, research scientist with MIT on her work with glyphosates, GMO, and sulfur.
I know you really care about sulfur, and so do I. You know, I really think sulfur is crucial for health, and that we have a massive problem with sulfur deficiency in this country. One of the proteins that I found that is disrupted by glyphosate, because it has an essential glycine, is sulfotransferase. That's a protein that moves sulfate from one molecule to another, but it's really, really important to be able to do that.
And why wouldn't it be able to do it? Because the glyphosate disrupts the natural sulfur cycle in our body?
The cell won't be able to defend itself with sulfate if it can't put the sulfate there. And of course, glyphosate chelates sulfurs.
A perfect storm in the challenges department, perhaps, but we're getting creative. So we know that we've been low on sulfur for years because of the chemical fertilizers, and now the GMO thing, which is disrupting the sulfur cycle. And we know with sufficient amounts of sulfur in the body, it's the natural way that the body gets these heavy metals, for example, mercury and mercury sulfate, out of the body, if we have enough sulfur. Click and order sulfur today on OneRadioNetwork.com. And if you'd like to get more than 4 pounds, we offer a discount, usually about 10%. People order 8 and 9 pounds at a time, and we do 15% for that. Sometimes they just pony up and just kind of, you know, it's not going to go bad at all. As long as you keep it dry, it indefinite shelf life, it's a mineral. But then oftentimes people will go together, 3 or 4 people, and get a better price. So you can just email me, patrick@oneradionetwork.com, if that's something you'd like to do. Just email me, patrick@oneradionetwork.com. I've been so blessed over the years to get hooked up with people like Stephen Huer, Daniel Vitalis and his great products, and now Ken Rolla with his cool stuff, and another gentleman. Then Stephen, of course, on the One World Way. And then Peter Ragnar and his magnets and those fun things. And then another fellow that I've known for years is Brandon Amalani. He still works with Daniel sometimes. He's really a cool guy, a Chinese medicine guy. And he has a company called Shen Blossom. And you can see his ad on our website. And he has some 50-year-old, and he can even get more depending on what you want to pay, 100-year-old ginseng that they do in the really traditional way with actual Chinese kind of medicine doctor, shaman types, and they use sake and stuff. I mean, this is like, you know, nobody's doing this kind of stuff the way they're doing this ginseng. So if you like, you know, if you want to experiment with ginseng, guys, and it's been used for millennia in the East, and so there's something going on with ginseng as just is something you could actually use every day for the rest of your life just to get stronger. He has 50-year-old ginseng that's affordable, but it's the real deal. So rather than going on Amazon or something and just buying some ginseng, you don't have any idea who's making it, how they're making it, where it comes from, check out Shen Blossom, and you'll and you can even email Brandon and listen to a show, and it's really cool. It's the real deal. This is like, this is like authentic, real ginseng, and the way they make it and ferment it, and the way they do it. He's got the same process, incredibly well produced with the goji berries, the goji extract, and also the Shizandra. Really good stuff. Really beautiful, beautiful products. They're all in Myron glass, exceptionally beyond organic, you know, wouldn't get anywhere near this stuff. And it's Shen Blossom is the name of the company, and it's right on the front page of OneRadioNetwork.com. Okay, okay, all right.
Know the source.
The source.
OneRadioNetwork.com.
Oh, here's a nice little song, right?
Of gray, oh, wrinkled yellow, stand in the rain under a blue umbrella. farther from the ground.
OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com.
That's a sweet song, isn't it, Stephen?
Very sweet. That's a beautiful song.
Just love that. I heard that in a movie I watched some time ago and figured out how to find it. Stephen Huer, OneRadioNetwork.com. How's the One World Way Moo Cows? How are they doing?
I suppose they're doing just fine. I mean, majority of them are Amish. Amish take care of them, so I think they take care of them with lots of love and care because of the way their beliefs.
So the fellow that makes this product for you, he actually takes the time and figure out to get a milk from Amish farmers.
Yeah, he actually. Source like the grass from a bunch of different farms throughout the United States first, and when he did that, he examined the grass under the microscope for the chloroplast content. So the more chloroplasts that are in the grass blade, the more nutritious it is. And so he found this one farm with the highest chloroplast content in upstate New York. It was an Amish farm, and asked them. And he can't even deal directly with the farmers because the farmers, the ones that are strict with their beliefs, there's always an appointed person to do their business for them. So he has to deal with a middleman to get the farmer's business.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
So do they not also many times able to get the grass in the spring or something like that? I know we have the ghee that we have in our store is grass-fed ghee, but they only use the grass from the spring.
Yeah, no, it's a situation
it's amazing.
Where spring, summer, fall is going to be the best, you know, grass throughout the year, and then the winter they have to eat, you know, good, healthy, rich hay, and that the color content of the whey has varied. I've seen from season to season, year to year. Sometimes it's an amber yellow, which is indicative of more vitamin A content, and sometimes it's a pure white, because that's the wintertime milk supply. Which actually, that's a subject that I wanted to talk about because
you
said you would like to. You said something about, you know, working out to try and build muscle and keep muscle. One of the things that sort of like I'm now becoming aware of is super important to build muscle is vitamin A.
Vitamin A for muscles,
yeah.
Huh?
You have to. It's a known fact that you have to have enough vitamin A for you to build muscle tissue, to build glycoproteins in your gut, build glycoproteins for your cells, and that's something I've not paid attention to. So, you know, I've taken our One World Way for years without taking any supplemental vitamin A, and now I see that it's how important it is, and I'm taking two forms of it now. In the past, I was really raving about cod liver oil. It's called Dropi, and that I introduced that to your listeners, but I found a better one where there's no heat used, where they don't use any winterization. Evidently, Dropi does a process where when you cool down the cod liver oil, you can remove the waxes and the triglycerides and remove the vitamin content to a degree. And these folks called Rosita don't do that. It's a Norwegian cod liver oil, and so their product has been exposed to no heat. They understand every aspect of oxidation, so they use ceramic knives and never touch metal.
Wow.
So you've got really good vitamin A content and vitamin D content and trace amounts of K2 in this cod liver oil, so I take that And then I also take supplemental pure vitamin A because I want to take advantage of that biochemical mechanism of helping to put more muscle protein on the body.
Well, you know, it's interesting when I got your notes that you wanted to talk about this cod liver oil. I was a little surprised because more and more, Stephen, you know, to be very frank with you, we're hearing less and less people that are excited about cod liver oil because it's most of it's rancid and it's crap. Sorry.
Exactly.
I
know.
Do you think that's true?
Yes, it's totally true.
Wow.
I mean, everybody out there processes in an industrial manner because it's going to make them more money to process in a mass way where it's exposed to metals and oxidizing. And because of all the steps that destroy the properties of the oil and oxidize it, they have to add back vitamin A and vitamin D in synthetic amounts that don't actually occur in nature that way.
Hmm.
And then there's, I mean, I took this one brand for years. It's fermented cod liver oil. A lot of people in the
I know that one. Yeah, the blue ice stuff.
Blue ice, yeah. And that stuff, I mean, I would always burp it, and I just didn't connect the dots. That stuff, when you eat rancid oils, your stomach's going to rebel and not want to digest it, and you're going to, you know, burp it up. And then I learned with Dr. Ron Schmidt, and this naturopathic doctor that's real known in the Western A Price community used to promote and sell the blue ice cod liver oil. It was 20% of his income, sold a lot of it, and that product gave him cardiovascular disease.
Oh, good.
His heart became enlarged.
My gosh.
He became congested heart failure. His heart went into arrhythmia. He had edema. I mean, he thought he had Lyme's disease and that was causing it. And he went to the doctors and they told him, no, you have heart failure. And, you know, he was close to death. And he got off the cod liver oil and he got better.
Really?
Because that product is so rancid, so oxidized, that it's going to create free radical damage throughout your whole artery system. So it's a major contributor to arterial plaque and heart damage. It'll damage your reproductive system. It'll contribute to cancer. And, I mean, Kayla Daniels is the one that really did all the research and brought to light that this product is potentially harmful, especially, you know, women and pregnancy. I mean, there's even reports of women doing everything right, taking that oil and having deformed kids and stuff.
Really?
So,
I never got the idea that you could ferment cod liver oil anyway, but...
It's just the old way that it was done back before there was any technology. They would just put a bunch of cod livers in a barrel and let it ferment for months and weeks at a time, and they'd add that to their diet, and, you know, maybe they were hardy enough that, you know, their antioxidant enzyme levels were so high they could neutralize the free radicals in that day because people were much healthier in yesteryear. You know, but nowadays, it's, you don't want that stuff. I discontinued carrying that a long time ago.
Did you?
And, yeah, and then I didn't carry anything for a while, and then I got the Dropy brand because they only heat it to 107 degrees, and it tasted real clean and seemed good, but then I found this Rosita where it's like no heat, and they take every step to prevent oxidation, so it's the most unoxidized, cleanest, rawest cod liver oil in the market. Tastes great, real smooth, you know. So this product contains your vitamin A, your vitamin D, and they don't put it on the label, but I believe it contains trace amounts of K2. And then, you know, Weston A. Price, the big thing with his discoveries and that he wrote about in his book, Nutrition and Physical Degeneration, was that when you gave the child cod liver oil with X-factor butter, the real yellow, dark yellow butter, that the combination of those two fats created a synergism of effect where cavities would go away, or like, you know, this one boy who was fractured bone, he had seizures all the time. In fact, his fracture occurred because his seizure was so bad one time that he just collapsed, fell down, and broke his leg. And as a result of getting him off white flour and skim milk and stuff, getting him on just whole wheat gruel and whole milk and getting him on these two oils, he stopped having seizures the very same day that he was given those things, and then gave it the next day five times, in a day, and no seizures, started to heal up. In a month's time, the fracture was totally healed because these vitamins, A, D, and K2, and you're getting more of the K2 in the butter than you are in the cod liver oil, but there's a synergism where they activate bone dissolution, bone rebuilding, growth of tissues, and it's just amazing how important they are for your health, and as well as, you know, protein synthesis, as I said earlier, with vitamin A. So And the other thing is that he did this after case history after case history. He took a sick kid and got them off of the white flour and the skim milk and, you know, got them on these two oils and was able to reverse whatever the disease was. This one girl had 42 cavities on 24 teeth, and she was supposed to have all of her teeth removed by the regular dentist. The regular dentist said, you have to go to dentures at age 14. We're just going to put you on dentures because your teeth are all so bad. Weston A. Price came into the picture, put her on these foods, and it was like she healed up all her teeth. They only needed to fill a few of them, but she got to keep all her teeth.
Huh.
They remineralized.
So, so you think the problem with all the cod liver oils out there is they're rancid then?
Yeah, they're all processed with heat, molecular distillation. They break apart the fatty acids from all their steps, and the fatty acids, it's like it's a glycerol backbone with fatty acids attached to the glycerol backbone. And when you free off the free fatty acids, it becomes a highly oxidized product. So the problem with cod liver oils is that they're not processed correctly, so they're all oxidized, and therefore, you know, creating lots of free radical damage in your body, which could be very harmful.
Yeah, it looks, this Rosita looks great, and what you're talking about, fresh, raw, handcrafted, wild livers, wow, very rare ancient extraction technique, you say. So they use, how do they separate the oil from the liver, no chemicals, solvents, nothing.
Yeah.
Wow.
No mechanical, it's all, and you can tell the difference. I mean, it's really
Is it an actual liquid oil, or do they really? So how do they keep it fresh?
Well, the steps they take, they nitrogen flush the bottle, so the oil won't oxidize until you open it, you know, further, and then, you know, you use a teaspoon a day or so, and it's a small bottle, so you'll use it before it oxidizes too much.
I see. So it's not doesn't need refrigeration until you open it.
Yeah, and it's in brown glass, so it's protected from light. Yep.
Wow, you say it's a pale golden color.
Yeah.
Most of it's dark, isn't it?
Well, I mean, that's, I think, all the oxidation processes. I mean, I remember the blue ice was extremely dark brown.
Yeah.
You know, and some of the other ones out there.
What is that? What's the term called winterized that they do on most cod liver?
They cool it down so that all of the lower molecular weight oils will rise to the surface. So that's the triglycerides, that's the waxes, and those contain some of the vitamins. So vitamin A and D are being lost when they let it, it's kind of like cream rising to the top of, you know, milk. So these oils rise to the top of the cod liver oil when you cool it down, and then they skim that off. So you lose some of these beneficial properties as a result, because it's like, you know, people are, they're appealing to the masses' desire for a product that is easy to use. So if there's this thick resin at the top, it may be difficult to use, so they remove it.
Mm. Wow. So you can really taste it. It tastes good, this stuff.
It tastes really good. It's super clean, super smooth. I mean, it tastes fishy, but it doesn't taste bad at all. It tastes fine.
Kind of like the Andreas seed oils, where you can really taste.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, this sounds fun. I know that, a lot of people are catching on to the fact that most of these cod liver oils are just not good.
Yep.
And boy, it's, you know, that toothpaste is out of the tube on this one. I don't know.
Yeah.
Boy, and you even mentioned, like, blue ice is not good to some Weston Pricers, and they think you've just, you know, call them a communist or something, you know. They're really...
Yeah, there's a division now, and that's... But it's like this. What's really cool is that... Dr. Kayla Daniels and Dr. Ron Schmidt, they're creating their own organization now, and I don't know how long ago they did it, a year or two ago, whatever, so that now you can have people come that are Weston A. Price type people, but not have this sort of like Nazi type leader where, you know, you're being ostracized or not being able to be a speaker because you believe, you know, the person that's... the leader is like endorsing the blue ice cod liver oil, and it becomes this, your input is no longer valid if it doesn't agree with the leader, even if you've got the facts.
Yeah, but when organizations get like that, it's time to move, you know, go somewhere else, because it gets weird, you know.
But the thing that's important about cod liver oil, the reason that it's so valuable besides the vitamin A and D, mm-hmm. is that it's got the DHA EPA. And you know, look at all the people suffering from memory problems, either in early ages, not just when you're Alzheimer's or whatever, but because you're not supplying the key fat that makes your brain function correctly, which is DHA.
Mm-hmm. Do we need those high levels that you know, in the last 5 years, there were people have been promoting, wow, this has got like 10,000 or whatever EPAs, or do we know a reasonable amount that the body would like?
I don't know on that one, what the studies are on that. I know that, I think there's, I have nothing to compare it to. I just know that it exists, that EPA, DHA exist in this Rosita cod liver oil.
Mm-hmm. And you think there's enough A in the Rosita to get the muscle thing really happening?
Maybe not. That's why I'm taking extra. Mm-hmm. Anytime you're super stressed, you know, you can go up to like 90,000 IUs of vitamin A a day for several weeks to get a therapeutic effect to help you overcome the stress that your body's subjected to, or the mental emotional stress.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm taking vitamin A separately over and above that. But I'm taking the X Factor butter. I'm also getting on Amos Miller's really yellow butter. So I'm getting more vitamin A there, more vitamin D there, more vitamin K2. And then I'm combining that with the Rosita cod liver oil. The Rosita contains 605 milligrams of DHA and 443 milligrams of EPA per teaspoon.
Per teaspoon, huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty fun. Now, Rosita, for those of you who got turned off by all the people the last few years, you might want to click on the One World Way banner on One Radio Network and find the Rosita oil. Are you taking a particular type of extra A from your inventory?
Yeah, I just ordered it personally. I don't carry it on my website. It's, you know, professional formulas. They have pure vitamin A in liquid oil.
And you think this Rosita would be good to help people to turn around tooth decay?
Yes, especially when it's used in conjunction with the X-Factor butter.
X-Factor butter, which would just be good raw grass-fed butter, right? Yellow butter.
Yeah, super yellow butter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.